here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City refuses to reduce fire department budget. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The Gillette City Council opposed cutting the Campbell County Fire Department's budget for the upcoming fiscal year at a recent joint meeting. According to the Gillette News Record, the fire board proposed two budgets, one with a 4% increase and one with a 3% decrease, in response to the county's request for budget reductions. However, the city council believes that maintaining the current budget is necessary to support the fire department's staffing needs and improve response times. Fire Chief Jeff Bender expressed concern about the impact of budget cuts on hiring new captains and maintaining adequate staffing levels. In both of the last two fiscal years, the amount the department has spent on overtime has been more than what it could have spent on three full-time positions. Three members of the city council are also members of the fire board, including Councilwoman Trish Simonson, who said that she doesn't agree with the 3% cut at all, especially after seeing how hard the staff has worked. While the county is skeptical of the proposed budget, the city council emphasizes the importance of funding first responders to ensure community safety. Governor Gordon criticizes oil and gas rule that raises costs to producers. Governor Mark Gordon is criticizing an announcement from the Department of Interior last week that will increase the costs to oil and gas companies seeking to drill on federal lands. The governor issued the following statement. If there was any doubt, it could not be more clear now that the Department of Interior has lost its way. Within a day of announcing its renewable energy rule, designed to promote the equivalent of modern-day gold rush of development for renewables by reducing fees and rents on federal lands by 80%, Interior issued an oil and gas rule increasing costs to Wyoming's industry by 1,400%. He continued saying, America surely needs more energy, including from renewable sources. What our country does not need are the policies that greatly reduce the return to our nation's taxpayers while simultaneously increasing the impacts and burdens on states and communities. We don't need policies that increase the cost to consumers while also reducing reliability or rules that sharpen the threat of industrializing our open spaces and crucial wildlife habitat without recognizing the importance of balance in our energy portfolio. These policies should seem misguided to most Americans of every stripe who love our country. Instead of experience and practicality, the Department of Interior has doubled down on bias, dogma, and politics. America is suffering as a result. It is time we get back to common sense energy policy. I will continue to fight against federal policies that are short-sighted and antagonistic to Wyoming's industries, our workers, and our way of life. We need to build a realistic all-of-the-above energy strategy that correctly plans a future of reliable and dispatchable power and properly accounts for and balances the cost and impact of all energy sources. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.